are listening to Broad Topics. I'm your host, Laura Nickerson.
Today's discussion is on top 10 lists. So when you're going through a blog post or the Huffington Post or any kind of post that you find online, what are the ones that grab your attention? They're the top 10 list. Top 10 reasons that you're still single. Top 10 things you should feed your kids. Top 10 reasons you should stop reading top 10 lists. Top 10 reasons why you can only get to number 6 on a top 10 list. So why is that? Why are we so grabbed by that? Now, there's a couple of theories out there. There's this great article that came out from Fast Company, and they're talking about the top 10 effect, where people lump everything into round number groups and view everything else as inferior. So the idea is that we naturally partition ourselves into round numbers, which makes sense, right? We want to see things in a certain safe, compartmentalized way because that's what we're taught and that's how we understand it. And that's not a bad thing. There's no reason why life should be so hard that we should lump everything into 6.7 and do the math all the time. So if we say now that we have to read 257 books, we're going to say I need to read 260 books. Or if I need to, I don't know, pick up my kids at 3:07 from school, I'm going to pick them up at 3:05 or 3:10. By the way, why do they make schools get out at like 2:33? Or 1:28. Why do they do that? They're testing our math skills. That's why. Anyway, back to the article. They're saying the affection for round numbers list might be irrelevant, but they believe it biases the way we perceive certain items on the list. Our own experiences led to the impression that if it's not in the top 10, then it's in the next category. So we've already put a lot of prejudice on what being 1 through 10 means. That if you were on a game show, or you were on American Idol, you know, if you're number 11, you're nothing. But if you're 8, you are golden. There's an experiment done on the top 10 effect, and this is what they did. They ranked the order of the performances of a kids in a math class on a recent exam. And they placed one name, Charles Pip, in each spot. So they said Mr. Pip was ranked number 8. Mr. Pip was ranked number 12. And after reviewing the list, the participants evaluated Pip's individual math scales on a scale ranging from weak to strong. Good thing they didn't put it on a top 10 list. In both cases, his perceived skills suffered at the most when he was ranked 11. So it's almost better to be 12 or 16 or 25 than 11. So have we learned a little lesson here today? If you want to be in, be somewhere between 1 and 10. But let's be honest, most of us, we don't read all the 10 things in the top 10 list, do we? I guess I better come back with a 1 through 5 list. I'm Laura Nickerson, BroadTopicsRadio.com.